So now it's my turn to share a little bit of my perspective about worship. I want to talk about Sabbath and how it relates to worship. If you're not already familiar, the idea of Sabbath is rooted in the Hebrew tradition that God created the universe in 6 days and he rested on the seventh. After he rescued the Jews from slavery in Egypt, he commanded them to follow his example and take 1 day a week to rest, to remember that unlike the work of slaves, their work can wait a day. One of the principles about what the Sabbath does for us is that it provides rhythm in our lives. Without Sabbath, our lives and our days are all the same. Without Sabbath, what we find ourselves doing is getting caught up in the belief that work just can't wait, that we can't slow down or take a break because there's so much to do. There's no rhythm to living in this mindset. You wake up, you cram in as much work as you can, and every moment that you're working on one thing, you're worrying about all the other work that needs done. The pace of this is a nonstop freight train barreling down the track as fast as possible. There's no rhythm to it. Sabbath takes this breakneck pace, punctuates it with a regular interval of intentional rest. By taking a day, a full day, and realizing that whatever is next on the list can wait until the next day, we're letting our spirit take control. We're reminding our bodies and our minds to breathe. And we do this with this regular pace, which gives us something to look forward to during the week. So when you're in the work week and you're Tuesday and you're feeling, oh my God, is it Friday yet? That longing for the weekend is your spirit feeling the rhythm of the Sabbath, longing for rhythm. One of the things that the Hebrews did on their Sabbath was to worship, to reconnect their spirits with God. Because another side effect of this unchecked, full steam ahead pace of life is that we get out of sync with our own spirituality and with the divine. Worship, we talked about today, can take place in a variety of different actions. And we're not done yet. We're going to talk about a little more, some other actions you can do. But whatever action worship is when you reconnect with God. That's the definition of worship to me. It's whatever you do when you take a break from all the other things that occupy your mind, your spirit, and your time. Worship is when you take a break from those things and you realign yourself with your own rhythms, your own spirituality, as well as the rhythms and the spirit of the divine. The thing about that realigning in worship, as well as the release on the Sabbath, is that neither one of them happens just by accident. When you're used to non-stop work, it actually takes a lot of effort to intentionally train your mind to stop in those silences, to stop yourself from thinking about all the things that need to get done. Have you ever tried to take a Sabbath? Have you ever tried to relax for a minute? And you find yourself worrying about the things that you should be doing rather than taking the Sabbath that you're intending to take. It's really hard, and it's intentional. You have to try. You have to intentionally do it. It doesn't happen by accident. In the same way that we have to decide that we want to Sabbath, we have to decide that we want to worship. So no one in a room like this has ever started worshiping just because other people in the room were worshiping. It doesn't happen by accident. If you're going to sing to God in a room where other people are singing to God, it's because you choose to sing. That is what I think is so beautiful about singing together. I mean, Sarah says a similar thing, that she loves to hear when everyone is singing, and I love to hear when everyone is singing because to me, I can hear that we're all here for the same purpose. We're all here for one reason. We're all doing the same thing, and I don't mean just that we're making notes with our voices, but that we are all having this moment where we are reconnecting our spirits with God's. So you have to choose that you want to worship. You have to choose that you want to Sabbath. So today I want to do something that's kind of a little bit of both. We're going to practice some form of silence or meditation. This is something you can do throughout the week as well. It's a good way to find some Sabbath as well as to realign your spirit with God. because your spirit needs a full day of Sabbath. But sometimes it also needs smaller doses of Sabbath throughout the week. And so meditating is a way to do that. So specifically what we're going to do, I'm gonna light this candle here. I hope everyone can see where the candle is. In fact, I'm gonna go light it now. Watch me do it. So hopefully everyone has a decent view of the candle. If you don't, I'll scoot your butt a little bit so you can see it. So we're going to spend just a minute or two, not very long, we're going to spend just a minute or two in silence. And as we do this, if this sounds scary to you, that's okay, because I'm going to help you through it. There are a couple things, there are three things that I've considered that I think would be great things for you to ponder on and consider during this time of silence. So one of them, you could think about the fire itself as you gaze into this flame. Man, I totally lost it. As you look at the fire, what exactly is fire? Where does it come from? Is it the physical materials? Is it the wax and the wick? Or is it something else than those physical things? And if it's something else, something that's to some degree mysterious, how is the mystery and the power of fire like the mystery and power of God? Or if that doesn't strike a chord with you, you could focus on your breathing. As you close your eyes or as you look at the fire, breathe deeply in and out. I like to think about the Greek word pneuma. The word pneuma means breath in Greek, but it also means spirit. Think about how the spirit, how your spirit and God's spirit are invisible things, and yet like your breath, the breath and the spirit, the pneuma, the same word there, just like your breath, that your spirit is the thing that brings life into otherwise empty and dead tissue. Or if that doesn't strike a chord with you, you could do a centering prayer. Centering prayer is really just kind of like training wheels for having a complete silence meditation. Centering prayer addresses the fact that when you try to be silent, your mind will desperately try to fill the empty space. So you start your silence by thinking to yourself a simple word or a phrase like Creator or Jesus is Savior. Whenever your mind wanders to something else, you don't get upset. You just gently think back to your centering phrase, and you come back to that quiet centering phrase. So we're going to do it now. I hope this doesn't scare anyone too bad, but close your eyes or stare at this flame, and we're just going to try to find the divine. We're going to try and reconnect our spirits in a quiet moment.